This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know this is a loaded question, but which party would you rather be part of? Now, I already know your answer because you're listening to my show. And also because I know you're sane. Because if you're listening to this show, you're not only sane, you're good looking. And everybody wants you or wants to be like you. So I know you would pick conservative. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're talking, listening to, not talking to. Well, you may be talking to me. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Okay, so ask yourself that same question, but I want you to pretend you're a leftist. I know. I want you to soul search, though. Try to get inside the head of, say, Jeffrey Dahmer and play Democrat for just a bit. And I want you to ask yourself, what would they be saying right now? If I were to ask a Democrat, which party would you rather be a part of? Which position would you rather be in as we go into the midterms? And as we consider all of the different things that are happening, which party would you rather be in? You want to go over some different things to kind of figure it out. For example, saving babies versus saving death row criminals. Now, you know which side we're on, and you know which side they're on. Which do you think they'd say? If you posed and say, listen, would you rather save a baby in the womb or a death row inmate who you know did the crime and keep them from being killed? And see what a leftist says. Just press them on it a little bit. Would you rather be law and order based, or would you rather be responsible for the largest crime wave in decades? I'm just asking for a friend. Would you rather be part of the administration or the team that has put more people into poverty, that has completely obliterated the budgets of those on fixed incomes to the point where they cannot buy their drugs, they cannot buy food, they cannot put gasoline in their cars, and I could go on. Would you want to be part of the party that has made crime so bad in neighborhoods that people are afraid to go out? They can't enjoy their families. They can't enjoy parks and so on. They can't go out to dinner. They can't even enjoy life. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My buttocks? No, sir. I'm just getting started. Would you rather be part of a party who would cheat to get their person elected and then hold hearings to try to rationalize the nonsense of their cheat? Would you want to be part of a party that wants to convince you that weather is climate change and you need to spend trillions of dollars on something you cannot affect? Would you rather be part of a party who would elect a man who's got obvious dementia and now has his finger on the nuclear trigger and then goes around shaking hands with people and talking about Armageddon? Would you want to be part of that? Just asking. I mean, what can the Democrats look at and tell you, no, there's such a mass migration of Republicans to us outside of this little sliver that call themselves the Lincoln Club, which is nothing more than Democrats who are part of the system, who pose as Republicans and then act as if they're contrarians to the Republican ideals. They're fakes. They're frauds. And they want you to believe that, there's Republican. There's a big revolt within the Republican Party. Let me tell you where the revolt is, folks. The revolt is with the Democrats who left that party by the millions in 2020 to vote for conservatives, to vote for Republicans. And let me tell you something. Don't be fooled with this independent vote and all that stuff. Independents overwhelmingly support sanity. That's why they left either party, because they look at it and go, nah, these Republicans are doing stupid stuff. Mitch McConnell and at the, you know what the independents represent? The people who say, you know what, we're not going to stand for the status quo. We're not just going to roll with the establishment. You're going to have to earn our votes. I'm not saying they're any smarter than we are. I'm a Republican because they freed black people. Always will be. But I'm an independent voter who probably will never vote for a Democrat for all the reasons I just said. What else do you want me to talk about? Democrats say they're for family as they destroy the family. Democrats pretend that they use God. God should strike them down when they use him for anything. They act like they care about religion and they hate religion and they hate religious people. They act like they're unifiers, then they separate us and call us MAGAs and maggots and semi-fascists and all other kinds of stuff. Deplorables. They have lots of names for us. None of them flattering. But you know what? We don't care. Just kick that butt during the midterms, folks. You're going to get a lot of opportunities to do it, but we got to stay vigilant. Beyond the Mules is our film we're putting out about this whole situation. It shows cheating. It shows how they did it. It shows the manipulation that occurs with this. Please support this film, beyondthemules.com. Tell friends. It should be bigger than 2,000 mules. No, I mean, I think Dinesh did a great job. I'm happy for his success. But Beyond the Mules shows the actual cheating. And it shows you that J6 is a farce. Video. I'm not undercover video, undercover audio. You don't have to worry. It's legit. But again, soul search. Get inside the head of these Jeffrey Dahmers, the people that go, you know, it would be okay for me to drill a hole in somebody's head and then cook them because then they'll be with me forever. That's what these people are. As I watched that series, Dahmer, I'm not lying to you. I said to myself, this is how Democrats think. Jeffrey Dahmer, people are listening to me going, Kevin, you can't be serious. Watch the series. And you know what you'll see that everybody overlooked this guy's peccadilloes. This guy was crying out for help. Help me. I'm sick. Something's wrong with me. His dad ignored him. The military ignored him. Every job that he had ignored him. Every friend that he had or, you know, acquaintance around him just ignored him. His mom, his dad, everybody. Complete destruction of the family. You could point to everything that leads to problems and chaos in society, and it's all right there with this nutcase serial killer who wanted to be close to his lovers. He adored them. He adored them so much, he killed them. That's what Democrats are. We got a lot to talk about this hour. I'm glad you guys are with me. You know, one of the people who recognize this dilemma with the Democrats, Tulsi Gabbard, rising star, hopefully for the right reason.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I asked in the previous segment, essentially, would you switch parties? Who's more likely to switch? The people who have not led the highest inflation in decades, the people who have not raised gas prices. Think about Barack Obama and Joe Biden. The minute these guys got into office, gas prices shot through the roof. But Biden not only shot gas prices up, inflation shot through the roof. You know how Obama kept inflation down? He printed money to the tune of record amounts. Barack Obama added more debt to the national debt than all other presidents combined. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. These people think printing money is the answer because who's going to pay for it? Not them. They're going to be gone. It'll be generations and generations. Let me just tell you, I hate to break the news to you, folks. At the rate we're going, somebody in our lineage is going to suffer the consequences. And how sad is that? I'm glad I'm not selfish enough not to think about what we leave behind, because I'm going to tell you, it would be so easy to do to just get on the bandwagon and go, man, shoot, they print money. Let me go get my money. I'll go live in a yacht. I'll get my planes. I'll do whatever. You know, I'll indulge everything I do. If I didn't believe in a higher power, man, it would be so easy to do that. And see, that's what leftists are about. They don't care. You think, we
got to worry about the future of our kids.
If a leftist says that to you, slap the spit out of their mouths. They don't believe it. They don't care about the future. They don't even care about the future. They don't care about next week as long as they get what they want now. You must be delusional if you think leftists care. Negro, please. Anyway, Democrats are leaving them. Leaving them in droves. And the most notable, and this is just the one that you've heard the most about, is Tulsi Gabbard. See, Andrew Yang left. People don't remember that. Andrew Yang's like, I'm out. I bet you, look, we're already talking about presidential candidates for the Democrats because they want to replace Joe Biden. Have you heard talk of Cory Booker? Does anybody seriously want Kamala Harris? Does anybody want Gresham or Gesham or whatever the other black dude was? Does anybody want the former Deval Patrick? That's four black folks. They don't want them. What about retread Elizabeth Warren? She got fast-tracked into the Senate. Anybody want her? Who do they want? Who do they have? As I said, Andrew Yang left. Julian Gonzalez, you know, good-looking young Hispanic man. No mention of him. But they will bring in old crooked Gavin Newsom. I'll talk about him later in another show. But they'll bring him in, another now getting older, white, rich white guy who's in a part of the power struggle. That's who you want? A guy who's essentially bankrupt the California. Yes, California would be bankrupt if it weren't for the federal government bailing them out every single time. The point is this. Leftists are leaving the Democratic Party in droves. Who would leave us? Why would you leave us? Because Trump gave you $2.38 or 41 cent gas? Because Donald Trump put money back in your pocket and had companies giving out fat bonuses when he was in charge? Because Trump was addressing the trade deficit, straightening it out so America wouldn't get fleeced and your money wasn't traveling overseas, which means we're bringing prosperity back to our shores? Because Trump was tough on crime in the sense of saying he supports law enforcement, but smart enough to realize that many of the workforce, some of these folks, particularly blacks and Latinos, were wrongly arrested for dope possession and serving multiple years in prison for nonsense. That we want to protect the lives of the unborn because we were them at one point. I mean, I could go on. We want you to have guns so you can protect yourself from this rampant crime wave of the Democrats. Holy crap. What else do I need to tell you? Who's going to leave us? What, you want to be unsafe? You want to have less money? You want to have more governmental control? Did you not get enough during COVID? Who's waking up? You tell me. Is there a mass exodus from the Republicans or the Democrats? You tell me. Tulsi Gabbard, folks, she exited. And I asked the question, is there a new sun arising in the Republican ranks? Perhaps. Breitbart wrote this, Democratic defector Tulsi Gabbard has endorsed Republican Tudor Dixon in her race to unseat Democrat Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I don't know how much that's going to have, impact that's going to have. Is it the impact of a Trump endorsement? No. But I will tell you this. I will bet you money if Tulsi Gabbard were to go hold a fundraiser for Tudor Dixon, she'd raise a fortune. I'm going to bet you money. If you could get Tulsi Gabbard to come to an event or do it, you'd fill it up. People want to know about her. Conservatives do. I was curious about her when she was a full-fledged Democrat, which she never was full-fledged, because she does have a few radical ideas, and that's why I say we got to be careful. I don't get excited when somebody who was formerly stupid decides to wake up, but I do recognize it. They go on to say this, in a tweet on Thursday, Tudor Dixon gleefully accepted Tulsi Gabbard's endorsement. By the way, Tudor and I did a show together years ago. I instantly adored her. I'll tell you what, she was so perceptive comedically. And I think her husband was there. They've got like six kids. You would have never guessed it. You wouldn't think that that woman's, you know, put out six kids. I'm talking about births, six kids. And she was young. But anyway, she is truly stellar. And I don't know any debates or whatever she's in, but I'm going to tell you, if Gretchen Whitmer gets up against Tudor, Tudor will destroy her. Because not only is she charming, I mean, she's a beautiful lady, but she's charming, and she has wit. She's a Carrie Lake. Not quite the poise, but I'll tell you, insightful and funny. And I'm going to tell you, I think she will have the ability to draw crowds. Not Trumpian-type crowds, but she will have the ability to draw crowds and to help fundraise at a level that will be shocking to the Democrats. Here's what Tudor tweeted. She says, Tulsi has been the voice of reason across party lines. She is courageously speaking her mind and showing us what it means to be a leading independent thinker. I am honored to have her support and cannot wait to welcome her to Michigan next week. So she's already bringing her in. Smart move. The smartest candidates are going to, I'm going to tell you, there's only a little bit of time left in the cycle. But if they can get Tulsi Gabbard into the at-risk, you know, more of the at-risk areas, she is going to knock the socks off of these Democrats. She will knock them out or whatever. Maybe not knock their socks off. But you know what I mean. She's going to blow away conservative audiences, and she's going to make the Democrats scared. And it was funny because years ago, Melissa told me, she says, I'm more scared of Tulsi Gabbard as a Democrat, if she were to get the nomination. And I was like, really? She goes, yeah. I'm more afraid of Tulsi Gabbard. She goes, that lady's got something. She's got an appeal. And I think people are beginning to find that out. Let's see how the Tulsi Gabbard endorsements play here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A shooter killed two people and injured six others during a rampage at Central Vision and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis on Monday. Interim St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack detailing the victims who were killed.
One adult female has been pronounced at a local hospital. I believe that was from gunfire. We have one teenage female remaining here at the scene. She's also been pronounced.
Police managed to kill the shooter. Students fled the scene by scaling fences and jumping out of windows with the help of police officers. When it comes to illegal border crossings, 2022 had the highest number ever. That has led to a spike in border deaths.
These human smugglers are placing the lives of these migrants in danger.
That's Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Carrie W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Man, you're saying ask us why y'all been talking for 20 minutes, okay? We know why. We know why you're mad. Let's talk about it.
That was AOC holding a town hall in New York City and getting heckled. And one of the things that the lady said was, there are only two genders. And, of course, the LGBT crowd, ooh, but there were many other people that it was pros and cons. You know what I'm saying? It was, but you would think with AOC, it would be, oh, everything's good. She's two-term congresswoman. She's, you know, the whole thing of change for the left, right? Isn't she supposed to be the poster child for progressivism and for change we can believe in? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Change we can believe in. There were more. I played a clip of her the other day. She was heckled on something else. Here's my point, and I've said it a few times over the last few days. Who's going to save the Democrats? I thought it was going to be these young Latinas, you know, these minority people that were going to bring this whole new thing into politics. And you know what AOC's finding out? She better toe the line. She doesn't have a fraction of the power that she thought she had. They got her listed on Twitter with, you know, thousands of people or whatever number of millions, maybe millions. You know what they are? They're bots. They're bots, proven. They make it sound like her voice is so cacophonous, like she's speaking through a bullhorn. Nobody listens to her. They think she's a moron. But that's not what the media tells you. But now, guess what the people are doing? The people have disregarded the media. They're through with the hype. And now they're attending her town halls and they're saying, you know what? We're sick of you. You haven't done anything. Here is, what's his name? They're discussing it. And I'm going to play this a couple times. I'll play it during the next few weeks because it's so worth hearing. Rubenstein, Dave Rubenstein or something like that, Dave Rubin. Anyway, he's on Newsmax and he's talking about what happened at this town hall, and we'll go more into it. But I want to play what their perception of it and what actually happened. And then we'll get more into the actual detail of it. But here's my bigger point, folks. AOC was, she was sort of the, this is going to sound weird, but she was the Anthony Weiner of the Democratic Party. Anthony Weiner was your typical white, you know, rich kid. He married Hillary Clinton's assistant, who was, you know, a mover and a shaker in D.C., rising through the political ranks. They were touting this guy as the next thing, you know, the next Bill Clinton, and he kind of was, right? And believe it or not, that you would take that weak dude and make him into something, but that's what the Democratic Party was doing. So they were doing the same thing with AOC. They were placating her. Oh, she's bringing fresh, new ideas. She's going to bring youth into the party or whatever. And you know what happened? Nothing. It backfired. Look at any of them. I dare you. I've given you a litany of Republicans to look at. A litany of them. Josh Hawley, DeSantis, Kristi Noem, Carrie Lake, whatever. There's more. Many, many more. And even more percolating up through the ranks. There's nobody on the Democratic Party. If you believe in progressivism and wokeism, you are dead on the vine. So now we've got AOC. And she's been touted as Nancy Pelosi had to give her play when AOC did a sit-in at her office. She had to pay attention to this lunatic. And where's AOC now? She's getting heckled at her own town halls. I remember when it first happened to Russ Carnahan in Missouri. If you don't remember that name, it's a cautionary tale for AOC. I went to a town hall. I said to Carnahan, if Obamacare is so good, why don't you want it? And that was the beginning of the end for him, because people started looking at it and going, wait a minute, you're right, Kevin Jackson. They used my clip on Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. No contribution from me. Oh, Kevin Jackson did it. That's okay. But let me tell you, the people recognized it and said, yeah, go ahead. Came up to me after and said, what a great question, because it was. And now people are questioning AOC. Here's a clip.
Congresswoman AOC is not very popular in her home district these days. Finally, she broke last night. Here she is. We need to do a wellness check on AOC, or if we can actually make fun of this. She might have some mental health issues there, but let's just pretend she's sane for the sake of the argument here. Which is the cringier moment, her Ricky Ricardo impersonation or her dance moves, Dave?
All right, listen, I'm AOC, I'm standing here, nobody likes me, the jig is up, the grift is up, people are getting it, nobody likes the woke.
I don't know, my accent just severely changed in the middle of that. Look, everyone's had it with the wokesters. I hope and pray that her district flips. There is a chance, there's a chance all over the place. New York might flip with Lee Zeldin over Hochul. I mean, everything is up in the air right now. And I think the one way that we can really model an America going forward, sort of based on some of the principles of freedom that are happening right here in Florida, is that we're going to have to basically say, you know what, that moment where the squad took over and the racism took over and the drag queens and all of this stuff took over, it's in the mirror now. It's in the back mirror. Mm-hmm. And we can say, A-O, see you later.
I can tell you right now, I'm not done with this clip. I'll probably talk about it again tomorrow, because it's an important issue to think about with these Democrats and what they've done, and the people that they try to build up. And what happens? I mean, whether it's congresspeople, whether it's... Remember, they had a strategy for attorneys generals. They went around and replaced all these attorneys generals. They placed all these... They wanted all these new district attorneys. What's happened? Crime through the roof. And you know what they're saying now? Oh, it's not our fault that crime's going through the roof. No way is it our fault. Anyway, let me go back to this, because there were some people that made, they talked about this. They said, this was in MSN, by the way. Protesters confronted the second-term congresswoman in a town hall in Queens. The grinning congresswoman shrugged off aggressive criticisms as she sipped from a water bottle and began to move her shoulders and beat with the chants. She sat on stage throughout and continued to smile, even as one furious woman appeared ready to combust with rage while screaming herself hoarse from the seats. Despite AOC's famously progressive bent, the crowd showing up to protest her candidacy claims she's moved too far away from her original anti-elitist platform and turned into one of the politicians she was elected to replace. Let me put it a different way. AOC vacations in Florida. She talks about, her wardrobe has completely changed. The purses she wears, the shoes she buys, the accoutrements of her costumes have completely changed because she's making a fortune. She gets paid to speak, paid to go help people fundraise. She is flush with cash. Despite saying how much it costs to live in D.C., she hasn't helped anybody figure out how to live in New York. Is she addressing all these inflation issues and the gas prices, the price of fuel? No. She's dancing to the beat on the stage. Yeah, man. People were upset. One guy, here's what they wrote. Some scolded the sitting member for her apparent disregard for the views of the people who put her in office. He says, your own constituents heckled you the other night, and you just started dancing and degrading them. Hopefully, they actually wake up and realize that you have yet to pass one single piece of legislation for them or anyone else, and they'll vote you out of office. This is a guy named Brent Smith that wrote that. A user identified as @Nashland wrote, you are an embarrassment and disgrace sitting there dancing at your town hall meeting instead of addressing the very serious issues people are raising. You think war is funny? Folks, that's not us. That's her people. That's leftists. And you know what they figured out? AOC is not a serious player. She's not serious about legislation. She's all about, she wants a voice. She got her voice, and instead of doing something positive, doing something that will change the trajectory of people's lives for the better in New York, where she is, you know what she is? She wants to be a cult of personality. She wants to just be able to show up and people go, oh, there's AOC. She loves the limelight. And see, that's the danger. That's the danger of political parties or organizations, is when people get too big, when they feel like it's about them and not about the thing. And that's what's happened with AOC. And people in her district are starting to recognize this. This isn't about making change, positive change for these folks so their lives get better and their trajectories improve. This is about AOC building a cult of personality so she can feather her own nest, and they're sick of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in
seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftist frauds, folks. Leftist frauds. If you are a leftist, you are a fraud. And Here's the thing. It's not just being a fraud about yourself, the people themselves. I'm not talking about, okay, well, Joe Biden, he's a fraud. We know he's a fraud. AOC, she's a fraud. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's just, you know, up there trying to get her 15 seconds of fame. Would you really want this former bartender, an idiot, to represent you? I mean, seriously, fraud. All these people are frauds. They're frauds about what their, you know, what their motives are, etc. They're just total frauds. But they're frauds in everything. You couldn't have tried to put more frauds in a basket if you were gathering them than you have here with this Congress. I'm talking about from Russian collusion to January 6th nonsense. Everything they touch is fraudulent. And here's the interesting part. They know it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Look, I don't know where you are in life, you know, but I can tell you, I was a fraud. I've been a fraud. And not in the classic sense of the Democrats, but I'm saying in terms of what you've represented to people you met in college. I used to park my car way off campus and tell people that I owned, I don't remember what car it was, like a Jag that was parked always in the same spot. So I always knew that. And I would tell people, yeah, it's my Jag. You see my Jag parked over there? Well, Kevin, what was that white guy getting in? Oh, I was asking him to move it. You know, I had an answer for everything. Fraud. Why? Didn't want people to know I was poor. I went to a school where, you know, these kids were filthy rich. And how, I mean, what are the chances of a poor dude, you know, picking up women or whatever? You know, you're alive. But what we do as conservatives is we finally outgrow it. We say, you know what, it's not going to do any good to meet somebody and act like you drive a Jag when you drive a Pinto station wagon, a light orange Pinto station wagon. That's what I drove. Oh, yeah, a hatchback. Not a hatchback, but a boxback, almost like a gremlin. Yeah, a real chick magnet, right? Luckily, I was in it, which helped. Ha! Nah, not that much. But my buddies are out there. I had a friend, he had a 928 Porsche. This was when there was a 944, the 928, and, of course, the 911. That was pretty much it. Maybe the Boxster. And if you had a 911, that was nice. But the 928 was like the luxury Porsche. And I had a buddy, he was a sophomore in college, driving a 928 Porsche. I got a Pinto station wagon in the beautiful color of light. It was an orangey pink hue. And for those of you who know Pintos, you know the color I'm talking about. It was ugly. I don't even know why people would make that color. It was like somebody said, what's a color that would make someone throw up upon sight? Let's make that Kevin's car color. It was ugly. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? I was a poor kid. I was glad to have it. Because one of my best friends, he drove a car that we worked on every weekend just to get the sucker to run. So I was like, at least mine runs. What else are the scams, folks? What are the things that the leftists are frauds in? COVID, it was and remains a scam. Got us to lock down over a cold, over a flu. Fake. I'm going to do an entire hour of a show on COVID and proved yet again. I'm going to give you the data from the CDC. I'm going to give you all the things that they have now retracted that they said before. So it'll be then and now, then and now, then and now. So I'm already, you can go look it up. But let me tell you where I'll present it. You'll know nothing but a scam from beginning to end. I will prove to you how deep this scam goes, and it is shameful. Conservatives still facing censorship over what we were talking about before, about this scam. Still facing censorship over January 6th. Still facing censorship over Russian collusion. We couldn't sound the alarm bell on anything without these guys going, nope, you violated our terms of service. And what are they finding out? AOC's a fraud. Barack Obama's a fraud. Even Barack Obama. You know, we got to wake up, man. People, you know, we got to get away from this woke stuff. Jill Biden gets booed. Yeah. You want to know why? Because they know she's a fraud. You think she got booed. Can you imagine if Joe Biden went there to that football game? You think you heard boos and, F Joe Biden, the place would have erupted. You would have seen exactly what we already know. This clown couldn't have gotten 81 million votes in 50 elections, much less one. You're scam artists. And there's a clip where, I'm just going to play the part where the guy, Joe Biden, has to talk about his economic news. I'm not going to play the whole thing where he tries to pretend, oh, we got all this stuff. I'll just play a clip of this. And you'll just shake your head and go, I don't believe I just heard this.
You unveiled a new attack line earlier today. You dropped it here just a moment ago, but the full line was mega, mega, trickle down. Surely you consider your student loan forgiveness program to be an antidote to that. But here's a problem, I think, for you and Democrats. Despite all the good economic news, low unemployment, record job creation, wage increases, Social Security, cost of living adjustment, to 8.7%, the highest in 40 years, and yet poll after poll shows that the American people trust Republicans on the economy and think that Republicans should control Congress. How do you break through that?
I'm not sure about the polls. Because, you know, the way people conduct polls today is hard. 90% of it is you get on a telephone where you have to call seven times to get somebody to answer the phone, number one. Number two, a lot of what we've done and we've passed has not kicked in yet.
Good economic news. So he says the mega, MAGA trickle down, which is meant to be a slam on us. But then the guy asked him about student loan forgiveness, and he's saying, you know, a lot of people don't like this. It's probably, is it really going to work? And despite all this, quote, good economic news, and let's look at what he said. Record unemployment and job creation. You want to know how they measure? Here's how they measure. They start a scamdemic, and they say, everybody stop working. They scuttle the jobs. They scuttle the new companies that formed. Companies that were on the brink, trying to get started. Some that were just hanging on, barely hanging on. And others may be strong, but had to eventually make some tough cuts. So they create massive unemployment. And then they fix it. And how do they fix it? They take trillions of dollars and they print it. And they say, okay, guys, if you'll bring back your employees and preserve the ones that you have, will give you money. We took it. We took it because we needed it. But the point is, we wouldn't have had to have it. If the economy had stayed robust in the way it was, the way Trump had it, you wouldn't need it. So they created a problem where unemployment went through the roof so they could fix it. They created a problem where jobs were not available because you couldn't go to work. How could you work when you were under quarantine? Then they release quarantine and go, whoa, look at all the jobs we created. It's smoke and mirrors. And then he says, why do you think people trust the Republicans more on the economy than you? Because people are smart. Because people went, wait a minute. This isn't how things are supposed to work. You can't bring in millions of people to take our jobs and brag about the economy. You can't bring in millions of people to go to our schools, to burden our welfare system, and to attack our economy because they are not cause positives, who many of whom create crime. Because where do you think crime emanates from? Do you think crime is mostly done by people who can pay their bills? Are most of the shoplifters rich, or most of the shoplifters people that go, you know what, I can't afford this? You get what I'm saying? I know you do. And there are people out there going, Kevin, I know rich people who shoplift. I get it. They're kleptomaniacs. But for the most part, you do things out of desperation. You're going to carjack. You're going to rob somebody or whatever, generally speaking, out of desperation. Either desperation or envy. And guess what? The Democrats create both. Desperation and envy. But Biden goes on to say this. I don't believe the polls. One of the smartest comments he's ever made, because I don't believe the polls with him. I think they're lower. I think they're far worse. And then he says his legislation hasn't kicked in. Where's the money going? If you're going to stimulate the economy, where's it going? You want to know why it's not kicked in? Because it's not going to kick in. It's not going to help. We've been robbed.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.